This is Damon Wilson. I'm Executive Vice President of the Atlanta Council based in Washington. The Atlanta Council is here at the Wales Summit at the invitation of the British government and NATO as part of organizing what's called the Future Leaders Summit. It's a parallel summit taking place next to the official leaders meetings of young leaders from 34 countries, all the NATO allies and many of their most important partners from the Middle East, from Europe, from Asia, and North America that represent young the entrepreneurs, CEOs, diplomats, veterans, policymakers, and civil activists who are already active in their own societies and helping to sort of shape the debate and shape the future of how NATO is perceived in many of these countries. They're gathered here at the Celtic Manor, meeting with leaders, meeting with prime ministers, defense ministers, foreign ministers, Secretary General Rasmussen, General Breedlove, General Palmer, has kicked them off this morning. And I think at the essence of this, the reason why they're here is because in the spring, Secretary General Rasmussen, in thinking about Wales, understood that there needed to be a recommitment to the transatlantic bond. At the essence, the alliance is about the ties that link North America and Europe. And essentially, that's the links and ties between our people. And I think the Secretary General made it clear that he believed that we needed to not take this for granted. We needed to invest in this. And we needed to bring together young leaders from all of these countries who represented that core essence of the alliance, the long-term investment in the people that build the links among the allies with their closest partners. So these incredibly talented delegates are here meeting with various leaders, trying to accomplish a few things. One, they're listening, learning, and meeting with leaders to be able to contribute their own ideas, inject their own views into the summit conversations. But I think they're also playing a pretty interesting role in helping to magnify the messages here at Wales back into their home countries, into a broader and frankly more youthful audience. Check them out on social media where they're tweeting quite a bit during these 2 days at hashtag Future NATO, trying to magnify this message and reach a broader audience. And finally, part of the mandate they've assumed by coming is to, in some respects, become honorary NATO ambassadors after Wales and take forward this work and figure out how to have an impact on the issues that they've picked. They've divided themselves into cyber, Afghanistan, Russia, Ukraine, and will be developing projects after the summit to try to continue to translate the summit agenda into concrete action in their home nations.